Vox writer apologizes for criticizing calls to abolish the police. By Joel B. Polak on June 4, 2020. Zach Beecham, senior correspondent for left-wing explainer website Vox.com, apologized Thursday for criticizing calls by Democrats and Black Lives Matter activists to abolish the police. Calls to abolish or defund the police have appeared at nationwide protests against the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis, Minnesota, last week. Originally, Beecham tweeted, "I'm sorry, but abolish the police seems like a poorly thought-out idea that's gotten popular with shocking speed." Zach Beecham, at Zach Beecham, June 4, 2020. Immediately, the left pushed back. Beecham attempted to defend his position. "Load of people telling me that this isn't to be taken literally, that it's a call for defunding or reform. That's not quite accurate. Read interviews with police abolitionists and there's a weird Mott Bailey maneuver on this point." Zach Beecham, at Zach Beecham, June 4, 2020. Then he began to retreat, calling the idea of shrinking the police much more defensible than abolishing them. "Similarly, this piece has a lot of good ideas on how to decrease the role of police in our lives but ends with shrink and eventually abolish police. Those are different goals, one much more defensible, politically and substantively, than the former." Zach Beecham, at Zach Beecham, June 4, 2020. Eventually, he expressed annoyance. "I really appreciate the good faith replies here making the case for police abolition. Lots of good arguments. But the condescending assumption that I had never heard of the idea before today nor read about it before, because I think it's poorly thought out, is annoying." Zach Beecham, at Zach Beecham, June 4, 2020. Finally, he capitulated and apologized. "Talked to a number of people I respect about the framing of the original tweet and I do feel like it was a mistake. It was far too dismissive and then I, ironically, complained about condescending replies. We all send bad tweets sometimes. This was one of mine." Zach Beecham, at Zach Beecham, June 4, 2020. The idea of defunding the police has already been accepted by mainstream Democrats. On Wednesday evening, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, a moderate who was a relatively early supporter of former Vice President Joe Biden, announced plans to cut the LA Police Department budget by up to $150 million. The money would be used, he said, to reinvest in communities of color. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.